This is NPR Illinois. Today we bring you the first of a two-part look at Muslims in Illinois. They've come under increased scrutiny in the wake of violent acts tied to extremists. From some politicians to everyday citizens, Islamophobia appears to be on the rise. Rachel Otwell talked to Muslims in the area who say they and their faith are misunderstood.
It's Friday afternoon at the Islamic Society of Greater Springfield. I enter the building, which is nondescript save for its copper-colored dome. The local imam is leading a call to prayer. I take off my shoes and head to a carpeted room where about 30 women and children sit on the floor. There's a wall with a view into the main room where a far greater number of men are sitting. Springfield resident and economics professor Bakir Siddiqui is one of them. He says he knows what it's like to be victimized by radical Muslims. He grew up during a time of genocide and civil war, fighting for Bangladesh's independence from Pakistan. It's estimated up to 3 million people were killed and thousands of others raped and tortured during the 1971 Bangladesh Liberation War.
The war was a very difficult experience for us. I've seen a lot of killings and destruction.
Winning independence had repercussions. Some of Siddiqui's brothers went into hiding for fear of backlash from the extremists they had fought against. After obtaining a degree, Siddiqui moved to Canada to pursue more education. Numerous times while living there, he was shouted at with racial slurs, even spit on.
You could say that got used to in some sense.
In 1987, he moved to Springfield to work at what was then called Sangamon State University. He says it was virtually impossible to find a landlord who would rent to him.
He would call and somebody would say, yeah, we have an apartment, but as soon as the person would see my face, would say, oh, it's taken.
He says his religion is peaceful. By his account, no terrorist could accurately call themselves Muslim. Siddiqui prays 5 times a day and regularly attends mosque. Today, Imam Hassan Muhammad's sermon is about fear.
More than ever before, people feel insecure. They are afraid for their families, for their lives, for their businesses.
Muhammad especially urges the women not to be afraid to wear their hijabs in public. Maryam Mustofi has been a Muslim chaplain for 2 decades and has a doctorate in ministry. When she moved to Springfield in the 80s, she says the Muslim community consisted of 12 families. Now there are about 300 from an array of ethnicities. She says today's sermon resonated, especially as a Muslim woman.
Because the way in which we dress, we're easily identified and we can be targets, can be spit at, have names called, have things thrown at us.
Discrimination of Muslims is, of course, nothing new. The Springfield Islamic Society's previous mosque was set on fire in the wake of a terrorist attack on American soil. Interestingly, it wasn't 9/11. It was after Timothy McVeigh bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City in 1995, killing more than 150 people. Immediately following the attack, media speculation blamed Muslim terrorists, inciting an intense wave of Islamophobia. The response after the attack on the World Trade Center in 2001 was a complete 180, Bakir Siddiqui says. Following the attacks, non-Muslim Springfield residents surrounded the mosque holding hands to protect those inside as they worshipped.
That was something really American.
Siddiqui says he understands why people these days are increasingly vigilant regarding Muslims. But he says the current political rhetoric, especially from presidential candidates, is scary and irresponsible. It creates an environment of paranoia and fear, which he feels can lead to violence toward more innocent people. He could be right. The FBI says the number of hate crimes targeting American Muslims increased last year by 14%. Some experts say that number is likely to increase this year. Siddiqui's wife, who wears the hijab, has taken a break from substitute teaching for fear of how students might treat her. For now, he says, the best they can do is continue going about their daily routines as much as possible.
We're not just withdrawing. In general, this is the best place for us to practice our religion and to live that American dream.
I'm Rachel Otwell.
Tune in tomorrow for the second part of our series on Muslims living in Illinois. We'll look at how non-Muslims are also trying to combat Islamophobia.